Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3!
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We got a great show. We're going to be, for the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about March, kind of an interesting month. Kind of a lot of things happen in March. There's not really any major holidays, but, you know, March is, well, we're going to get into it. And we might scoot through that segment a bit quickly. So if we have extra time, we might talk about some other health issues. And then for the second part of the show, we're going to be talking, as promised, with John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group. He's going to be calling in from Boulder, Colorado, and he's our natural vision guy. So get ready. Get your pad and pencil ready in case you want to take notes. If you have, you know, cataracts, macular degeneration, retinitis, pigmentosa, whatever. John's got some things he'll inform you on and look at some natural ways to deal with those things. So he's going to be with us soon, real soon here. And we have our quack report, but before we get to that good stuff, big salute and Semper Fi, and we're praying for our righteous men and women in uniform. And as always, I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face, and I hope you are too, and praying for all of America, righteous men and women start standing up everywhere. That's right, you know, and seeking the Lord's face and doing the Lord's will. If it's the Lord's will to help America, he will, but it's our job to at least ask. So I hope you'll join me in praying and seeking the Lord's face. Mind the time. It grows short. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. What do we have here in the quacker? Hey, any of you out there use those, you know, kind of sanitary wipes? You know, some people have them in the glove compartments of their car to wipe their hands off, like hand sanitizer wipes, or, you know, the baby wipes even to help mom keep the baby nice and clean. Well, according to dermatologists, there's a real problem with those things all of a sudden. A lot of allergic skin reactions because of the preservatives now that are in those pre-moistened wipes and even some of the liquid soaps are causing a dermatitis problem. Let's see, Dr. Matthew Zinwa, director of the Dermatitis Center at Ohio State University's Medical Center, he says this, that in the last 2 or 3 years, they have seen a sudden uptick in the increase of people with, you know, dermatitis issues be having a allergic reaction to these types of products. He says it's the chemical preservative that is found in many of these water-based pre-moistened wipes, cosmetics, liquid soaps, hair products, sunscreen, laundry, and even cleaning products. He said the concentrations of the preservatives have increased dramatically in a lot of these products over the last few years because manufacturers stopped using some other ingredients like paraben and formaldehyde. So the preservatives can cause the itchy, painful rash. He said, and a lot of times you can even have blisters that resemble a reaction as if you had poison ivy. So areas of the body that are most affected, he said, are buttocks, because moms use those wipes on the babies, genital area as well. Also, fingers and hands that are handling the wipes, and face, because people are using some of these liquid soaps and shampoos that have this stuff in it. He says, now the manufacturers are aware of this problem, and they're trying to develop alternative preservatives. And watch the products with fragrance. That's the number one allergy problem with dermatitis. Moving along in the quack report. Let's see, Monsanto, but get this, this is the Food Warrior Network. They posted some information on Monsanto packages of seeds that have been treated with poisons, apparently. Some of the seed packages that are distributed by Monsanto India Limited warns the user not to consume the seeds or use them as food, oil, or animal feed because they're poisonous. Interesting. Actually, the package reads, caution, seeds treated with poison, and the package warning says, do not use for food, feed, or oil purposes. The package goes on to say, note restrictions on allowing animals to graze fields growing access-treated crops. This is wheat, barley, oats, rye, sorghum, millet crops that are treated with a chemical called Axis, which is so dangerous that you have to quarantine animals and not allow them to graze for at least 45 days after you plant the stuff. Huh. So now the package insert for seeds treated with Signet 840FS, also manufactured, by New Farm. It's not Monsanto, but it's manufactured by a company called New Farm, N-U-F-A-R-M. They explain that the seeds have been treated with harmful substance that poison fish, birds, other endangered species, and also, get this, the environment, right? The package reads, this chemical is toxic to fish, aquatic invertebrates, birds, oysters, and shrimp. They reference the chemical called thioram. And may have effects on, they say, federally listed threatened and endangered species or their critical habitat in U.S. countries. Wow. Now, so, you know, food advocates have been kind of, you know, sounding the alarm that GMO stuff is toxic. It's chemically treated It's not the same as conventional crops. And I guess what? I guess they're right. All that got passed, apparently, by somebody in charge. Humans, animals, and the environment, all threatened by that, I guess. There you go. Well, last but not least, in the Quack Report, hey, do you know somebody that seems to have a cold that doesn't want to go away? Do you know someone that's been plagued with a seamlessly endless cold recently? Anybody? Maybe last year, maybe not this year. But anyway, about a month ago, Sharon Gilbert of Charleston, Illinois, she had this runny nose and sore throat and a little bit of a cough. She gets over it, and then her husband gets sick, and then she comes down with similar symptoms, which she say are much worse. So influenza, you know, gets a lot of attention, but a lot of these colds are rhinoviruses, and every year the U.S., you know, there's 1 billion people get these kind of colds in the United States. So the common cold can last longer than what people think, about 2 weeks for you to get over the principal, you know, symptoms, and then maybe another week or so for the lingering cough. And if your immune system's not real strong, if it's kind of on the weak side, then you're more susceptible to immediately catch another viral germ, another rhinovirus, because there's over 200 of them that we know of. So you may feel like you're getting back-to-back colds, but they're two different pathogens. So experts say adults on average get 2 to 5 colds a year. Children can get as many as 7 to 10. The elderly have had a life of hopefully building up immunity. You don't get them as often. But at any given moment, you know, if they swab your nasal passage, you probably have 5 different rhinoviruses sitting in there waiting to go off. Common viral causes of colds account for about 30 to 50% of the adult colds, and there's 150 strains that we typically tend to get. Now, rhinoviruses replicate best at the lower body temperature, so the upper respiratory areas, like where they like to like habitat. Nasal passages, your throat, and so forth. So, you know, the worst of winter's over, though, right? We're at the tail end of March. So, however, a new batch of virus is about to emerge. Get ready. And you may be seeing yourself with a early summer cold. So don't let your guard down. Do your immune boosting, folks. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. I know most people say the summer colds are the worst, you know? Yeah, I think so, because, you know, you got air conditioning running or something, and you can't get outside and enjoy things. You're kind of, ugh. Well, anyway, do your immune boosting. Hey, there's some great herbs out there that can kind of work as a prevention for you, help the immune system. Astragalus root is one. I like to use that. And you know where to go for a bunch of that stuff. That's thepowerherbs.com. Go there. All right, we're going to talk about March. Very interesting month it is. March is an interesting month. It marks the end of winter. Hallelujah. Round of applause. And it marks the beginning of spring. And on March 25th, guess what? That's today. So we only have 281 days until the end of 2014. So March name stems from the Roman calendar, honoring the Roman god of war called Mars. And March is the month when the days get, you know, longer. And the animals, they come out of their winter hibernation. And animals, humans, they shift gear. You know, we shift gears. We're starting to shift into, preparing for warmer weather. You know, we may, you know, clean off the patio and put the sweaters away. And maybe make plans to go to the beach, right? So March is pretty much a transition month. And plants start to emerge from the soil, and trees develop their buds and flowers, and things just start coming back to life in March. It's kind of like a breath of fresh air just, you know, rolling through your life. So there are no official holidays, of course, in March. But you know what? I like to mark my calendar in March as a healthy holiday month. That's right. I like to take advantage of the less hectic calendar and use the time, you know, to get some healthy activities done, you know, some maintenance that I need to do. And we're going to take a look at all that and how you can do that. So let's talk about some of the history markers, though, that we do find in the month of March. Some interesting things have happened over the centuries. In history, March was a pretty busy month for a lot of milestones. We see that George Washington received the Congressional Gold Medal in 1776, which is the highest civilian award in the United States. The medal is given for achievement which impact American history and culture. But guess what? You don't have to be an American to receive it. Now, the Texas gained its independence from Mexico in March of 1836, and Nebraska was admitted to the Union in March of 1867. Now, the month of March also presented the discovery of Yosemite Valley in 1851, which later became a national park in California, boasting 3,800 acres, Yosemite National Park. Been there? I have. Awesome place. Now, in let's see, what else we have in March going on? Americans also learned how to make pancakes at a New York City department store in 1882. Hey, Frank, you might want to dig up the pancake song for the bumper. I like that song. Anyway, what else? Our modern Olympics began in Athens, Greece, in March of 1896, and the U.S. Socialist Party took form in Indianapolis, March of 1900. That's right. Now, technology was also blossoming in March. In 1954, RCA introduced the first color TV, 12-inch screen. $1,000. Wow, that's a lot of money back then. So in 1957, the Treaty of Rome was established in March for the European Economic Community, making way for the future European Union. Now, in 1961, the Russians, well, they sent a dog into orbit on Sputnik 10. Poor thing. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court, they ruled in 1987 that women and minorities, well, if they're less qualified, they should get jobs. That happened in March, too. Now, mad cow disease affects imported meat from Britain in 1996. So today, March, what does it do? Well, it ushers in that March madness referring to basketball season. So, you know, as I read through some of these events for March down through the centuries, you know what? These citations became more entertainment-driven and bizarre. Seriously, some of the stuff was like right off of Matt Drudge. Well, let's talk about getting healthy in March, though. We can just turn March around and make it our healthy month, okay? Now, the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, they've claimed that March is the National Nutrition Month. That's right. So each March, they endorse their healthy dietary guidelines to launch their nutrition education information campaign, helping, you know, folks to make healthier food choices and develop healthier lifelong eating habits. So their motto is, enjoy the taste of eating right. So March is the month to roll out the weight loss plans, the exercise equipment, the gym memberships. Let's face it, you know, we get ready for summer in March. We do. Yep. All right, let's talk about the weight loss, because that's what a lot of people are thinking of right around now. There is a way to lose weight, folks, without the expensive gym memberships and the fancy meal plans. Now, if we use common sense and we avoid a lot of the prepackaged foods, although they're convenient, but they are expensive, and they got a lot of chemicals and fats in there that don't help us out any. So if we make our own meals, we tend to keep the entree simple and wholesome. So add to the daily food plan, an organic apple. That's easy, right? That's not hard. Eating an apple every day does wonders for the human body, and it helps us lose 10 pounds over the course of a year. That's right. No sweat. Everyone can eat an apple every day, right? So adding more fiber, that roughage, and drinking more water helps the digestive tract, and it's an awesome way to drop some pounds. So if you need to lose more than just a few pounds, You may want to look into maybe some organ cleansing. So, you know, we tend to have an epidemic of, you know, a condition called fatty liver these days, which can hinder the body from releasing fats. Now, several things can cause fatty liver, including hepatitis, alcoholism, obesity, and diabetes. Now, add some prescription drugs to an already stressed out liver, and you're going to have trouble dropping even 5 pounds. So you're going to definitely want to tap into some liver detox, maybe use some milk thistle herb. You can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and ask about their liver detox tea. Also, fennel seed tincture helps prevent overeating. And there's a product called Body Foundation Food Mix at Apothecary Herbs that has a lot of the nutrition your food is missing. And when that happens, when you add that nutrition in, you don't feel as hungry. So you're not overeating. You're able to eat lighter and not feel deprived. And all that you can find at thepowerherbs.com. So there's 4 things that I would do in March. If I needed to, you know, get in shape or drop some weight, here's what I would do. You know, get the lifestyle under control, get those organic foods, get into a regular habit of preparing meals. More water, of course, and avoid the alcohol. Number 2, that regular exercise. I mean, you just have to have it, and it's not all that bad, really. Once you get into it, you kind of enjoy it, and you kind of miss it when you don't do it, especially when you have to go on a long trip. So regular exercise helps not only tone muscle and reduces that muscle-to-fat ratio, but it also boosts those brain functions and improves your mood. So find an exercise routine that's best for you. And there's lots of them, and they're not all that expensive. You can find them for $10 or $20 and on up to whatever. Just make sure you pair an exercise routine that's safe for you. You don't want to do, a heavy athletic workout if you have knee problems or back problems. So you want to make sure you get the right exercise routine. Now, also, it's going to be important to get rid of the toxins that you don't need, because toxins burden the body and it hinders your organs from performing. So repeated exposure to toxins, well, it has an accumulative effect, and that can sabotage even the best weight loss and lifestyle plans. So we live in a very toxic world. We've got all kinds of toxins bombarding us on a daily basis. So we're the generation that has to, almost on a routine basis, watch the toxin buildup and do a detox just to maintain. So the last thing I would do is, even as we slide into warmer weather, you know, you want to keep your immune system healthy and boost it up just in case. Keep it strong. So do your immune boosting to strengthen the immunity, but it strengthens the whole body as well. So now you can implement these steps. There's just 4 of them, right? Let's go over them again. Get that lifestyle under control with, you know, get rid of the prepackaged foods, cook your own meals, and keep it simple. Avoid the alcohol. And get that regular exercise and do your detoxing and your immune boosting. So those are simple things that you could do. It's not all that complicated. And once you start doing it, and that's the important thing, we could talk about it all day long. We can think about it. We can make lists. But unless we actually implement it, it's not of really any benefit, is it? So let's make sure that we execute what we decide to do. So you can implement those 4 steps. And do them one at a time if you want, so you don't feel overwhelmed or even confused about it. Now, for the safest and most successful way to remove those toxins, you want to do a toxin removal in the proper safe order. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have been educating folks on how to do that for 14 years. So you want to give them a call if you want to get started or to ask questions, especially in March. And you can get your detox out of the way and finished before swimsuit season gets here. That's how fast you can get it done. So call Apothecary Herbs. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277. Of course, you can visit the website, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Now, if you want to investigate more about toxin removal, they do have a healthy guidelines section on their website. So you just click on that tab, and you're going to find out the proper way to do your organ cleansing and why that's important. Okay, so it's all spelled out there. But if you don't have the internet, you can call the toll-free number and get a product catalog, because they do have all the cleanses done in order in the catalog, listed in order, and you can just go one at a time for the safe and proper way to cleanse. And if you want to talk to me, I'm at Apothecary Herbs 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, so you just call the toll-free number and or leave a message, and I'll call you back. The number is 866-229-3663. Now, if you're on the website, do sign up for the newsletter. They have a couple of newsletters there that go out, and on Tuesdays, that would be today, the American Survival Newsletter goes out, and on Fridays, the HealthQuest Newsletter goes out. And inside you'll find discount coupons that you could use towards your herbal products at the Apothecary Herb Shop. So do sign up. It's free. The information's free. And, of course, you'll save on your herbal products that are certified all 100% organic, non-GMO. And that's important. Got to make sure it's that. And don't forget, they have great stuff for your pets there, too. Power greens for pets. So if the pet food doesn't have the nutrition in it, of course it doesn't because it's been cooked. You're definitely going to want an organic supplement for your Fido and your kitty cat. So check that out, too. All right, we got just a few minutes. That's all I have. All right, I might touch on this, and we'll save some of it for next time, Thursday. We are going to talk about how important some of our urine is. I know a lot of people say, what, urine? Well, you know, your urine says a lot about you. Hey. I think, doesn't the president have some guy that runs around and collects his, you know, stuff when he's in a foreign country because they don't want people analyzing the president and see what his health status is by, you know, what he leaves behind. So urine can tell a lot about what's going on in your body. That's right. So it could indicate if you have an infection, if there's white blood cells, if there's a color or an odor change. Anything that's uncharacteristic within how the urine looks, that's important. Medical science lists a lot of causes for certain urine odors. You could have maybe a bladder infection, a kidney infection, cystitis, diabetes, kidney stones. You can even have acute liver failure. And even some prescription drugs can really mess it up, definitely. Now, some foods can also cause temporary changes in the urine. Like synthetic vitamin B supplements. If you eat a lot of asparagus, orange juice make your pee really bright colored. Coffee, eating saffron, you know, on rice, I guess. Alcohol can change the consistency and color of urine. If you eat like a lot of turkey can change urine up as well as spicy foods and onions and not drinking enough water. So. Urine is important, how it looks. So if you see something odd, if you have an infection, you may have an ammonia smell to the urine. So these are all indicators of how important it is to be paying attention to what your body's trying to tell you, and then try to figure out what's going on and stop doing what you've been doing that's causing that, okay? Well, I'm not going to have a whole lot of time to go into all of this. It is just a huge topic, so I'm going to save that for Thursday. And when we come back from the break, oh, the pancake song, I love it. We're going to be talking with John Monroe. Don't go anywhere.
But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you. Song is meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. We could pretend it all the time. Can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Wilson, and it's Tuesday, and we have a special guest with us. I think John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group has been with us on a Tuesday here on American Voice Radio, but he agreed to do an extra show so the shortwave folks could hear what he has to say. John is a calling in from Boulder, Colorado. He works for Dr. Banker's group out there, and they have this Dr. Banker's Home Study Vision Improvement Kit, which he goes and educates people about. He does a lot of workshops all around the country, and he's actually going to be in the Charlotte, North Carolina area coming up in July on the 26th. And so a lot of the information on the workshops are on the website, drbanker.com. That's drbanker.com. So you can go on there and check it out, see if he's going to be near you so you can attend a workshop. But what they do is they concentrate on lifestyle changes, and they educate you to bring your whole system back into balance, especially if you have eye issues. Then that's what John is an expert in, the eye. So he's joining us. Welcome, John. How you doing?
Doing good today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, John, for the folks in the shortwave show that haven't heard you, we're going to be covering some things that we've talked about before, but, you know, since they aren't aware, we're going to cover some of the things you do. Now, you have been working with me, and the first thing that I noticed, we've been, I guess, working together a year. I'm trying to correct my vision problem, which is nearsightedness, and so I've improved it by 50%. It was a negative 4, now I'm a negative 2, and the first thing you educated me on, John, was I had bifocals, and then
right.
I got your kit, and I was working with your kit, and within a very short time, like within weeks, I was out of my reading glasses. So tell the folks how that came to be.
Well, you had presbyopia, and you were nearsighted. That's why you had bifocals. And the first thing I saw happen with you is you cleared up your reading problem, the presbyopia, and then you got a pair of lenses that just to see far away with.
Right.
And you've been working with that now, and you've gone from minus 4 to minus 2.
Right.
And are you wearing minus 2 lenses now?
Yes, I am.
And you can see 20/20 on that eye chart?
Yes.
Wow, that's good. Well, it hasn't gotten worse again.
Right.
And you haven't had reading glasses in, what, a year?
Right.
Eight months. So, yeah, that's great. And it works. I mean, there are people out there that say natural vision improvement doesn't work. They want to make it look bad. You know, there are, you know, companies out there that probably don't want people to know about this type of thing because you wouldn't need to buy glasses or contacts. But
right.
Unfortunately, Dr. Banker just wanted to help people see better, and she went to the cause of the problems.
Right.
And,
so what is
there.
The cause of the problem when you're, like, nearsighted like me? What is the cause?
Well, you have 6 outer eye muscles that move your eye around when you look up, down, left, right. Any direction you can move your eyes is caused by the 6 outer eye muscles. And they attach to, like, the side of the eye, and they come around behind the eye, and they attach to the eye socket. And those muscles, over time, there's things that can cause them to tighten up. And those muscles will tighten up, and they're the only muscle in the body that holds tension. So they'll tighten up a little bit and hold the tension, and then a little time will go by, and they might tighten up a little more and hold tension. But as they're doing this, they tighten up, they start squeezing your eye and changing the shape of it. It actually becomes more elongated. You know, it's becoming more egg-shaped. And if you took a balloon and just tie a loop in a string and put it around a balloon and tighten that loop up, the balloon would bulge out. So the same thing happens to the lens in your eye. Whenever you read, there's a muscle inside your eye that tightens up and squeezes your lens and makes it bulge out to focus. And then the 6 outer eye muscles, they can tighten up and squeeze the eye, and it can start getting elongated.
So
and we're just
so
talking a few millimeters of change.
Yeah, just a slight change in the shape of the eye can just throw all that vision off where it kind of hits the back of the retina, right?
Right. The light particles come in through the cornea and then into the pupil, and they go through the lens and they focus on the back of the eye, the central part of the back of the eye. That's the macular area. And it's about an eighth of an inch in diameter. And then the light particles travel through the retina over to the optic nerve over by your nose, and they go up into your back of your brain, and that turns it into vision in your brain. So your optic nerve and your retina, the inner part of the eye and everything, is really considered part of the brain.
Yeah, and your vision kit actually gives a lot of detailed diagrams on and helping
understand.
Helping us to understand what's going on and how you're going to go about strengthening and bringing balance back so that you can, as I work with the exercises that your kit provides, I'm actually loosening those muscles and relieving a lot of that tension. And so the eye is slowly coming back into normal shape, right?
Yeah, when you release you exercise the outer eye muscles, you learn what you're doing. It tightens them up, and you learn how to loosen them up with the eye exercises. And there's acupressure points you can work with. We have acupressure lights. They're little flashlights. One puts out a red light. One puts out a blue light. You can work with those on different pressure points to help release the tension in the muscles. And as you release the tension in the muscles, they stop squeezing the eye so much, and it can start going back to a more normal round shape. And as it does, your vision just clears up.
Yeah.
And then when you have trouble reading small print, that's presbyopia, and that's caused by the muscle around the lens in the eye. It's called the ciliary body. It's the sphincter muscle. And when you try to read something up close, your brain just sends a signal to that muscle, and it tightens it up. And as it tightens up, it squeezes the lens, and it bulges out and gets thicker. So when you can't read good, it's the muscle inside of the eye, the ciliary body that you read with.
Yeah, so there's a lot of exercises that help you with that to get that back into shape.
Well, there's actually four exercises or five or so for your distance vision, you know, if you're nearsighted or farsighted. And then there's about five or six exercises for the reading vision. And then you have acupressure points you learn about around your body and face and head. There's also reflexology that you learn about and work with the ear and the bottom of the feet, massaging those areas. And your diet and attitude, lifestyle, a lot of things have to do with this. And one real important thing is lens reduction. As your vision improves, you have to reduce the prescription in your lenses.
Right.
So people that have a higher prescription, you know, they have to do lens reduction. If you have a lower prescription, sometimes you can just get out of your glasses and you don't have to do it.
Yeah, and there's a solution to not breaking the bank when you do that, because that was one of my concerns when I first met you is, you know, well, as I decrease the diopters, you know, my goodness, you know, how many times am I going to be getting glasses at 300 a pop? And you said that there was a solution to that. So tell the folks what that is.
Well, reading glasses, if you're just wearing reading glasses, you can get those at the drugstore. They go up to a +3, not higher than that. So sometimes you can get those through websites. Also, you can get glasses for nearsightedness to help your distance vision and farsightedness. And you can get these at companies that sell them, and they ship them right to you. You just put your prescription in there, and you lower your diopter, half a diopter, when you're reducing your prescription. And they'll send you a new pair of glasses with frames you can pick out. And they're nice quality glasses. And they're only like $20, $30 a pair. And they're a great deal.
I know, they are. And I was really surprised, you know, that they were better quality than what I actually got from my local place. So I was really pleased with that. And so that way you can, you know, work at your own pace. Now, this is something you have to work on. It's not something that you just lay in bed and dream about. You actually have to do some of this.
Yeah, but it's like going to the gym.
Yeah, and so I'm working at my own pace, and, you know, and it's okay, especially when you get around, I guess the holidays is real hectic, if you want to take a break from some of this, but get right back to it as soon as you can and keep working at it. I feel like, you know, I feel like sometimes I'm chipping away at Mount Rushmore, but I will get there. I'm determined. I'm sorry, before I forget something, John, we spoke last Thursday here on the show, and you had said something about some foods that are detrimental, and you mentioned chocolate, and I never did hear why chocolate's so bad for vision.
Well, dark chocolate has a lot of antioxidants, but it also has tannic acid in it.
Okay.
So eating a lot of it at one time probably isn't that good for you, you know, a little of it at a time. But I never eat milk chocolate that has dairy in it, and, you know, unless it's organic would probably be okay. But I try to eat the dark chocolate, but you just don't eat like a big, huge amount of it at one time, and you know, chocolate addicts, how they like to eat a lot of chocolate. So you want to watch those tannic acids in there. Also, the tannic acids in coffee, whether it's decaffeinated or not, they're bad for your retina and your blood vessels. They constrict the blood vessels in your body. Mm-hmm. And regular iced teas and black tea and chai tea, they're full of tannic acid. So you can always Google foods high in tannic acid, T-A-N-N-I-C, and read about it. But it's a big cause of problems where poor circulation are causing problems because it causes the blood vessels to tighten up when you drink it. And it's just, you know, caffeine isn't good either. Methyl alcohol and artificial sweeteners, that's bad for the retina and the optic nerve. It's not just the aspartame. It's also the methyl alcohol and this stuff. So well, there's alcohol, a lot of things people don't know, you know.
Yeah, and you said alcohol last time we talked. Alcohol can make you, predispose you to cataracts, right?
Yeah, it dehydrates the eye. And they're also finding cigarettes, the chemicals in cigarettes are causing macular degeneration, along with poor blood circulation to the retina.
And I heard aspirin a day therapy does the same thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure about taking aspirin, you know, how great that is. But I know the organic certified foods and non-processed, non-pasteurized, you know, fresh foods, the raw food diet is really good. Mm-hmm. A lot of vegetarians do real good. If you're going to eat meat, you want something that's grass-fed or natural chicken, you know, without the hormones and antibiotics and steroids and, you know, chemicals from fertilizers in their food and GMO grain they're eating, and you just got to be careful.
Well, let me ask you this. So tell us what is going on when the doctor tells us we have a cataract started. What's actually happening?
Well, the lens that's inside your eye, it's in the eye, it's behind the pupil and the iris, the color part of the eye. That lens has a muscle around it, and it's supported by zonules that hold it all in place. And when you have a cataract developing, that lens, the cells in the cataract, the cells in the lens are becoming oxidized. And as they oxidize and more of them become oxidized and it spreads, it's kind of like rust on metal. That's, you know, what they call a cataract. And if we catch these in early stages, stage one and two, we can usually reverse them. We have Chinese herbal medicines and other things you can use. And even the eye exercises for improving your reading can help improve cataract conditions and glaucoma conditions. So there are things you can do for those, but it is oxidization of the cells in the lens.
Absolutely. Okay, so basically, I think what you have taught me, though, is that even though a lot of people need corrective eyewear to drive, to see, to read, the eyewear basically it encourages eye disease, right?
Right. When you use glasses, you can see better when you put them on, but they don't do anything to help the cause of the problem of why you can't see. You know, why am I not seeing good in the first place? You know, why do I even need glasses? So they help the symptom, but they don't help the cause of the problem. So the problem just gets worse over time. And you need stronger and stronger lenses, so that means you're becoming more blind. If you get too nearsighted or farsighted, your eyes too elongated, you can have floaters develop.
Yeah, tell us about floaters. Tell the folks what floaters are.
Floaters are inside of the eye. You have a lining inside your eye. It's called the retina. And on the retina is about the thickness of tissue paper. And then on top of the retina, there's a thin coating of vitreous jelly. And it's like Vaseline, the texture of it. And then the rest of the eye is full of aqueous humor, which is kind of like egg white. And when you see a little black spot, a little hair in there bouncing around in your eye, that's called a floater. And that's some of that vitreous jelly has actually come loose, and it's floating around in your eye in the aqueous humor. So that's what you're seeing. And there are ways to improve that condition, and you learn about what's causing it. And then people that are too nearsighted, you know, the eye's getting elongated, it's pulling on the retina, because your eye's stretching out and the jelly can break off. Mm-hmm. But you can also have a retinal tear or a detached retina if you get too nearsighted. We find people that are minus 8 and higher in their prescriptions are having a lot of trouble with those things.
I see. So if you see a floater that looks like a tree trunk floating by, that's a problem.
Or a spider.
Oh, okay.
Or it might just look like a little black speck, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
so that's not good. You know, it's not a good sign. And if you ever see flashes of light when you're just sitting there with your eyes shut, mm-hmm. you know, you might see these big blasts of white flash of light going on in your eye. You need to go see a retinal specialist right away because you could be having a retinal tear or detached retina beginning. Mm-hmm. And that's what that is. It's pulling on the retina, the stretching on it and tearing of it can cause those flashes. So that's a warning sign. Anybody having a lot of flashes when their eyes are shut, they should have a retinal specialist or an ophthalmologist examine them.
Well, that's all good information. And of course, you teach all this at your workshops.
We got a whole day of this.
Mm-hmm. And
we
do a
workshop.
Say,
yeah. Uh-huh.
You say people improve their vision while they're at the workshop.
Yeah, we've had people in weak prescriptions at the workshop even start seeing a lot better right there. You know, I've even had people, they don't even need their reading glasses when they leave. But there are also people that go there, they have cataracts, glaucoma, macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, retinitis pigmentosa, all different types of eye problems. And people can get our kit and work with it at home. It's for all ages, little children, the people in their 90s have learned to do this. But a lot of people like to go to the workshop, and we're right there for the whole day from 10 a.m. in the morning to 6 p.m. at night, teaching them how to do this, answering their questions, helping them with their different eye problems. And the next one we have coming up in your area is in Charlotte, North Carolina, at the Embassy Suites there. And that's July 26th. And all our workshops, we have a two-week pre-registration, so if people want to go, we have to have them all signed up and ready to go to this thing 2 weeks before the workshop. It's kind of hard to just come out there and hope people show up.
Well, let's say people, for whatever reason, can't get to the workshop. They could still get a vision home care kit, right?
Yeah, we can help them. There's supplements and herbs and Chinese medicines and things that we use that we can ship to them. We've helped people all over the place with different eye problems that, you know, can't get to the workshop. So we do have them in different cities, too.
Yeah, well, I don't have glaucoma, but if I did and I had your kit, what would I be working on especially?
The eye exercises for improving the reading vision.
Okay.
The presbyopia. Those exercises can help improve cataracts and glaucoma. The muscle inside the eye around the lens, the ciliary body, when it tightens up, it actually pulls on the Schlemm's canal and helps open it. And as the muscle tightens and loosens, it pulls and releases on that canal and moves that tissue and keeps it pliable. So, we've seen glaucoma conditions improve with these eye exercises.
Now, have you had people that, you know, have said to you, you know, I went to your workshop or I got your kit or both, and my glaucoma improved and I went back to my eye doctor and he couldn't believe it?
Yeah, we've had people do that, you know.
Really?
And a lot of these AMA doctors, the optometrists, the ophthalmologists, they're in the business of doing some type of surgery or prescribing glasses. You know, an MD does some type of surgery and prescribes drugs, pharmaceuticals. Ophthalmologists, they do retinal surgery, cataract surgery, you know, glaucoma surgery, a lot of different types of things.
Right.
And then the optometrists, they prescribe glasses and have them made for you by an optician. An optician makes your glasses. And that's basically what they're trained in, and that's what type of work they do, where physicians, they heal people. You know, they're more where you want to go if you have a disease or a problem. You know, kinesiologist, chiropractor, oh, there's a lot of different ones, herbologists.
Right.
And here's
the thing, because I know I had been working with you roughly about 6 or 8 months, and I did go get a check at my eye doctor And I brought a pair of those glasses that I got from one of the websites you recommended that I get them from. And my vision was, I think, 2.5 then. And my chart said I was a -4 the last time I was there. And so my eye doctor didn't say anything. And so I said, well, how is the prescription? And he says, this prescription's perfect. So the people at the .com place where I got the glasses did a wonderful job on the lenses and the prescription.
Right. But he didn't notice your prescription was lower.
Well, I pointed it out to him, and he said he did. He saw that. He says, but, you know, you know what he told me? He said, eyes can spontaneously improve, and then they go back again, so don't get excited.
Right. They always got an answer. You know, I didn't say he could do eye exercises and improve the condition.
As people get
older, the outer eye muscles can tend to relax some. Mm-hmm. And we have people that will start seeing better after they're 50, you know, because the outer eye muscles, for some reason, will relax and not squeeze the eye so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I guess, you know, his thought was, you know, it's not your vision improvement's not going to stay there. But, you know, so far, so good. I can't complain. And so people could go onto the website, drbanker.com, and they can check out where you're going to be as far as your workshops. And you have a two-week prior sign-up. So,
right. There's a whole explanation. On the home page, you click the seminar button, and you'll see where we do workshops and expos and the city they're in and all the information's there.
Okay.
And there's a workshop description you can read. And if you click the products link, you can see the kit and other products that we have. So everything's in there. The media link, you can listen to shows that I'm doing and see where they're at, radio
shows.
That's
great. Well, that's great. And people can just pick up the phone and give you a call if they need to ask more questions or if they want to order a kit and have it shipped to them. And I think your office number is 303-494-4532. That's 303-494-4532. Now, remember, John's in Mountain Time, right, Boulder?
Right. I'm usually in the office 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, Mountain Time here in Colorado. And, you can call me. It doesn't cost anything to talk to me and see what we can do for you. And if you need information or would like to order something, you cannot order products through our website. I need to talk to people and see what problem they're having and how we can help them first.
Well, we have about 2 minutes left, John. So you've been doing this for years, I take it, many years, right?
Yeah, over 20 years now. I've been doing this every day. And I was trained by Dr. Banker, you know, working in her clinic for 15 years with her every day.
So you've been doing this a while. So, I mean, you know what you're doing. Well, over these years that you've been doing this, is there any one or two cases that kind of pop out at you that just say, wow, as far as, you know, people – improving their health and eye vision health?
Well, you know, Dr. Banker had her clinic in Malibu a few times in Malibu, California. And, you know, some of the different patients she would see were kind of interesting. George Harrison from the Beatles was seeing her when he had throat cancer. Mm-hmm. Lindsay Wagner, she was the bionic woman.
Yeah.
I guess you've seen her. She came and worked with the vision improvement kit and was seeing Dr. Banker, and she got rid of her glasses. You know, other people, one of the guitar players from the Iron Butterfly, he had a problem. He had a sty in his eye and came to see her, and she removed it.
Wow.
So we've had a lot of interesting characters over the years.
I can say that. Well, you've got a very interesting job there, John, and we're out of time, but I want to thank you for being with us once again on the show, and do visit drbanker.com or give John a call at 303-494-4532. Thanks again, John. We'll talk with you soon.
Hi, Wendy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, there you go, John Monroe. Get your vision care kit. You won't be disappointed. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.